This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. The city of Dallas can now inspect the inside of rental properties, something that wasn't possible before code enforcement standards were tightened in September. Mayor Mike Rawlings hopes that policy means higher living standards for everyone, especially low-income families. Unless something dramatic happens, property owner Kresh Kresh says 305 low-income families will lose their homes by early June. When some people think of business in West Dallas, they think of new developments, high-end apartments, the Trinity Groves restaurant scene. Kresh Kresh's company owns a different bundle of businesses. Storefronts that have been in the neighborhood a lot longer.
Car mechanics, tire sales, a hamburger stand, appliance repair, appliance sales.
Kresh and his father are co-owners of HMK Limited. Back in 2004, they also bought hundreds of 70-year-old rental homes in West Dallas and Oak Cliff. He says back then, the buildings were in worse shape, and HMK put millions into improving them.
These homes were built without the oversight of building code, without the supervision of building inspectors back in the 1940s.
He says since housing standards were strengthened last fall, getting the houses up to code isn't an option.
Not just impractical, but it's impossible. No matter how much money, you cannot throw enough money into these houses and make them compliant. You essentially would have to rebuild them.
Here's the problem. Renters are paying as little as $300 a month. Demolishing the houses and starting from scratch would price those families out of the new homes. He says that's why HMK is shuttering the rental houses. Kresh and the city of Dallas agreed HMK wouldn't be fined for code violations through the end of the school year. Families have until June 3rd to leave. About 200 of them already have. Just this week, Kresh collected 100 signatures from residents who remain. The petition asks a district judge for a 12 to 18-month extension so HMK can develop affordable housing in West Dallas. He's filed a request for an emergency hearing, which is scheduled for Friday.
I think that the families that remain are holding on to that last bit of hope that a miracle is going to occur and that they'll get to stay.
Mayor Mike Rawlings says the city's old regulations led to a lot of shabby housing.
The city code was an important discussion because we had so many poor families living in conditions that were unhealthy.
And that's the problem with weak housing standards, Rawlings says. Low-income families suffer.
It's not just for people with money, but for people that don't have money, and we've got to have clear standards. And I'm glad we did that. It's hard because policies have implications, and it creates change. But I think ultimately we need to raise the bar for families that live in poverty.
Like the families in these houses.
I don't want anybody left behind.
Rawlings says early last year, the city reached out to several landlords. The hope? Find solutions before the code changed.
The lion's share of those landlords are working with us, and we're monitoring those homes, and we're trying to make government work for them. HMK decided not to participate in that plan and just ask his residents to leave.
Kresh denies that. He has a copy of the commitment card he emailed to the city in January of 2016. It states that HMK commits to, quote, making the neighborhood where it owns properties better. Kresh says he made changes to one part of the agreement, asking for city code inspections without notice at any time. He wanted inspections with written notice during normal business hours only.
If I could continue renting to these wonderful families indefinitely, I would. This accelerated pace has been completely at the hands of the city. The city has decided that now is a time to redevelop this property.
And that's something the mayor denies. Rawlings says the goal is to simply get people into quality housing. And the suggestion that this is a land grab, that the city is moving people out to move in development, he dismisses that as a conspiracy theory.
That assumes that the city can push someone out. We can't, okay? And that we would want the city to roll over families that have grown up there.
And regardless of how this conflict started, when it began, and who's responsible for which part, it's those 305 families who are caught up in it. Both sides feel for them. Rawlings says it's the people who live there who make the neighborhood.
That's why we've got to make sure those families continue to stay there. It makes us richer.
So what worries me is that my community in West Dallas has no place to go.
No place to go, Kresh says, and very little time to change that. Especially as West Dallas real estate shoots up and giant yellow construction cranes dot the skyline. Bill Hall with Habitat for Humanity has watched it all happen.
Up until about 5 years ago, we could easily buy lots for $5,000 to $10,000 to build a new home on them. Now they're $50,000 and $60,000. New homes are being built for $350,000, when the average rent a year ago was probably $500 to $600.
Coming up in One Crisis Away, No Place to Go, what happens to a neighborhood when the folks who built it can no longer afford it? Courtney Collins, KERA News.